Good evening. I'd like to call to order the September 3rd, 2019 special meeting of the Marysville Board of Education. And Todd is not here this evening, so I think are you our secretary, Mr. Smith? Would you like to do the roll call, please?
I will. I'm not sure I'm prepared to be the secretary this evening.
Well, you don't need to write anything down. You can just call the roll, and then we'll proceed from there.
Brian Luke
here.
Amy Powers
here.
Ann Savage
here.
And Sue Devine
here.
Dick Smith here.
Present. All right. Thank you very much. The purpose of our meeting tonight is just to review the superintendent's goals, the treasurer's goals, and then look at the board's work plan as it relates to those goals as well. You should all have copies in front of you, and I thought we would just start with Diane's goals. And unfortunately, she was planning to be here this evening, but had a medical issue come up, so she's not going to be here. But I thought we'll discuss this, and we can jot things down. And if there are some questions that we have, or anybody feels like they'd like to sit down and discuss any of these objectives in more detail, we'll follow up that way. So,
okay.
As you can see, the Marysville school goals, these goal 1 through 5, have been the same for the past, I think, 5 years. And then, so below that are Diane's objectives for the 19-20 school year. And you can see she lists the objectives and then the goals that the objective applies to. So if you look at, I guess we'll just start with the first one, with the first objective, and see if anybody has comments or questions of that first one.
Can you define unified classroom? Because
yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I don't know that I can completely accurately define it, but it is replacing Schoology as a method to monitor students' performance.
Yep. So it's a computer system.
Okay.
That's going to allow teachers to load lessons. It'll also contain a grade book, and then also it will include the mastery grading standards, so that it includes the different standards that need to be taught in each grade and each subject, and then the different lesson plans, and then the grading structure.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Kind of all
I'm glad you
place.
Clarified that, because when we were in the building, our building visits, they had a history and a language arts combined, and that's not what this means. This is not that
right.
kind of unity. This
no.
is
no, no,
specific
no.
computer
yeah.
program.
Kind of like a software, computer software, that's really supposed to be, it's what's going to allow us to take that next step forward in the mastery learning and with grading, that those kinds of things too with rubrics. So
it's a new computer system.
Yes.
And anyone that's ever been involved with the installation of a new computer system knows that this year is going to be full of challenges for everyone involved, because you can't really test it until it's in full implementation. And then the users will actually understand, I need it to do this or I need it to do that. So,
okay.
I know with our building visits, Nan and I, it was a pretty consistent theme when we were asking them, what are you excited about? What are your biggest concerns? And this unified classroom implementation and just kind of communicating this whole mastery learning to parents was what they saw as maybe one of their biggest challenges for the year. So I'm glad to see that transitions are difficult, but it sounds like it's the right thing to do to help us, really keep on moving towards that personalized learning and mastery learning. Did we have a presentation? They talked a little bit about this, but I don't know that we really saw too much about what the unified classroom looks like. Or
no, we saw the report card.
The report card was
drafted up to look like, where it has the mastery learning standards.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there's going to be a lot of I don't know that concern is necessarily a lot of confusion from parents, especially when this when the very first report card comes out in a few weeks here, the midterm report. I think parents are going to say, oh, what's this? You know, sometimes until it's right in front of you, you don't really give it that much thought.
Which grades, do you remember which grades will be getting a new type of report card this semester? Is it all? It's not all of them, is it?
I know K through 6 for
sure. K-6, And I'm not sure about Bunsell, but I don't think the high school is ready to transition to that yet.
I think it's K through 6 is the first round.
Okay. So no other really comments or questions or concerns about that one?
I just think that there's going to be a lot of communication required on the whole mastery. You know, I thought the book was actually very helpful for me as a outsider looking in. I thought it was a good way of explaining in somewhat layman's terms, you know, why mastery grading is probably a better way of grading than what we've standardly done for forever, the last 100 years. Since public schools opened.
Exactly, really.
Pretty much.
Objective two.
Objective two.
Talking about finishing up that continuum that they've been working on, that learning continuum, and so this year the only thing left was the 9 through 12 in Unified Arts. So, and I mean, that seems to be a pretty natural progression of her goals. So, any other comments about that?
No, that one makes sense too.
The one thing is, I think that I'd like to emphasize the importance of cross-staff member sharing. And when you're doing this continuum, I know that they've taken staff members at different buildings and had them working on this, but how is it kind of spread out to the rest of the people in the building so that we have, you know, everyone on board, or everyone have a clear understanding of what it looks like, what the continuum is, especially new teachers coming into the district. Because personalized learning and this continuum have started 5 years ago. Okay, so people that have been here for years have now heard 5 years of this, but brand new teachers coming into the district, this is brand new to them, and we're like light years away from maybe where they came from.
Well, I've learned that too. Dick and I were talking to teachers, and a lot of what's going on in the district, they're not learning it. Teacher school. They're learning it here.
Very much so. And to some degree, so a couple of conversations we had, teachers pointed out that they really sought employment in this district because of what was taking place. And they were excited about the possibility of joining and being part of this. And I think as they put in, you know, as they work toward the learning continuum and that process and so forth, Diane has written here, you know, with the goal of completing personalized platform in 2020. At some point, I would like a visual, I guess, of where we are and what pieces are in place, and really kind of what the attainment.
Wasn't that kind of what Ashley did that presentation last month, I think.
Yeah.
We kind of went through that. It'd be nice to have a file
yeah.
with that, maybe a copy of the
yeah. and
of her PowerPoint or something.
You know, what Ashley put together, you know, was great. I've always worked off of kind of checklists.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here's the goal. I want these things,
yeah.
and what does it take to attain this goal with this goal? With which pieces of this, you know, kind of the mastery evaluation. Is this something we have mastered?
Mm-hmm.
Are we approaching
right.
mastery?
Right.
That kind of a thing,
mm-hmm.
would be helpful. But I know right now there are lots of moving parts,
mm-hmm.
and that we have every teacher in the district. Obviously, every building then in the district is at a different point.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm. just like a classroom, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
I know. Okay.
Yeah, one thing I wanted to mention is that when we were at the high school, Tom Cochran talked about how their first professional development day,
mm-hmm.
they're actually getting the teachers from early college, high school, and the high school together, all together,
mm-hmm.
one room, English teachers with English teachers, social studies with social studies, math with math, mm-hmm. science with science,
mm-hmm.
and they're showing what it looks like in their classroom.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They're showing each other what it looks like in
mm-hmm.
their classroom, because I think that's the biggest gap with personalized learning, is that from a very high level,
mm-hmm.
I think everybody's got it. But what it looks like day to day in the classroom,
mm-hmm.
I think that's the part that people are struggling with. And
right.
you know, we have had quite a bit of movement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people going to different grades and you know different schools and new teachers coming in. So
mm-hmm.
with all that movement, we can't consider that everyone learned everything the same way,
mm-hmm.
and that everyone's at the same level.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, that kind of check function. Where are we? And
right.
it's the administrator's job to do that. It's not our job to do that.
Yeah. But it was great to hear that,
yeah.
you know, and really just the whole idea of getting the STEM and the high school staff together,
mm-hmm.
you know, because we talked about how at the beginning that there was some, you know, some tension there.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we feel like we're kind of at the point where everybody's past that, and the high school is proud of what they're doing, the STEM school is proud of what they're doing, and they're excited to share ideas.
Let me
you know?
Follow up on that.
Mm-hmm.
Is everybody past that?
Well, I mean, I think I'm sure that there's always going to be some people that, you know,
because I wonder... Mm-hmm. Like, we weren't at the high school building,
mm-hmm.
and I don't remember asking about this lately, how many of the teachers at the... Remember, we've talked about Tom, or anybody who's principal, there having a vision for, this mm-hmm. is why you choose Marysville High School. Marysville High School
mm-hmm.
is not the default, because you chose not to go...
Right.
Right.
It's there's positive, and so that, developing that vision is very important.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, how many of the teachers that are working there today feel that?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the answer.
Yeah, talk about the groups.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he kind of answered that. He did a nice
mm-hmm.
mini presentation for us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So
mm-hmm.
they had, is it 15?
I think 15 teachers,
think
15 kind of a core group.
Core through, go through kind of an intensive vision
mm-hmm.
Program. What is the vision? Where are we going?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How is personalized learning going
mm-hmm.
to, what's it going to look like in
mm-hmm.
our school? I'm going to take the lead. Okay. So these first 15 teachers did exactly that. And now they have the next 12 in the
mm-hmm.
cohort. So
okay. So
mm-hmm.
Tom is on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. I mean, it was and then I saw another teacher at the pep rally. He was just commenting about the environment at the high school and how it's just really good this year, you know. Kind of, so you know, change takes time to get
yeah.
used to, but it feels like things are really starting to turn around and move in a good direction. So
good.
And they did know that, although they started out with, you know, the marketing mm-hmm. plan this year was for the first time to market mm-hmm. the traditional high school, they recognized when they reflected back on the activity that maybe they needed to do it at least 30 days ahead of when they did it
mm-hmm.
so that the students have access to what they can get, what they can do at each of the schools mm-hmm. at the same time while they're talking with their parents in this decision-making process.
Mm-hmm.
So they recognize that maybe this past year it was a little bit too late and mm-hmm. needs to be moved up. So progress in the right direction, I would say.
Yeah.
Okay. Objective 3, talking about financial stability, safe learning. I think this is an excellent goal, just because Diane says she's going to be working with community leaders as plans develop for additional housing in the community. Mm. This year we're planning to do the redistricting meetings to be effective and then try and come up with a plan that would potentially be effective next year. And so obviously with all you have to do is drive around Marysville, some of those places that you normally don't drive, and you're going to say, oh, wow, what's going on here? It's like apartments going up here, new developments, more houses. So
maybe you've spoken to her about this objective. We're looking at objective 3, correct?
Mm-hmm.
What I wondered is, what does that mean when she says she will work with community leaders? Do you have a little more specific?
Sure. I mean, we can ask her, what does that mean? So I think, I know she's she's part of the COG, and, so she meets with Terry and the commissioners frequently. It sounds like a band name, Terry and the commissioners.
Not a very good band.
But we can ask her to clarify. It's maybe just a little bit more, what does she mean by working with them? Is she on a certain committee or stuff like that?
I mean, it ties with one of Todd's, and so his goals and objectives are kind of run together into single paragraphs here.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But he did bring up possible growth in student enrollment. Remember that?
Right, and residential TIPS.
It's like we're all sort of, we know how important this could be, and my question is specifically, how do we actually monitor it?
Mm-hmm.
Are there positive steps that whether it be the treasurer or the superintendent or somebody mm-hmm. else in the district mm-hmm. can take so we have early warning about mm-hmm. this growth, possible growth?
I think she already does that. Mm-hmm. I think she's already on top of that.
But maybe just to clarify.
Right, just to clarify.
So maybe even the paragraph with like a little parentheses in there that would say currently serves on this board or, on that committee or something like that. But I agree with you.
It was just in that recent thing too that she sent out about like the redistricting stuff and how we may have to be looking at. I mean, so she's already on it for right now.
Right.
Well, any new development, any new growth, has to go through the planning commission.
Yeah.
And that's usually the first place.
Right.
And the things become public now, and prior to that, the chamber and also the city administration
mm-hmm.
Oftentimes know of conversations about things. And I know that just in conversation with her, she's aware mm-hmm. of things which are not public knowledge yet.
Right.
And I think, that's one of the things you mentioned, the COG. That has grown out of that. There are, I know in talking with people here and also people in Columbus, there are very few communities mm-hmm. where the governments talk to one another
mm-hmm.
in the way that the county, the chamber,
the city,
and the schools, mm-hmm. not just Marysville, but all the schools, mm-hmm. Communicate with one another. And I know Commissioner Stolte has commented that it's really kind of special
mm-hmm.
the relationship that exists.
Okay, we will.
That's helpful.
Share that with her. Got it.
Yeah, that's all I had on that one, I guess.
Okay. Objective four, maintaining safe learning environment. So she's going to monitor the implementation of the social emotional standards in the district, including assessment, intervention, and community resources for students and families. I put that support
for
staff
too. I do like that support for staff too.
Our staff is dealing with a lot of issues too. So, mm-hmm. That was kind of my comment to her goal. I hope that that includes our staff as well, because we need to be supporting them.
With all the stuff nowadays that you're dealing with these parents and these kids and the mental issues and everything else.
Right.
We have to make sure our staff stays healthy.
Right.
Because
so maybe do social emotional testing
every day. And I'll tell you what, I just took 2 weeks off because I was at the top. I was done.
Right.
I could not deal with it anymore. So that's very important. Mm-hmm.
I think from our discussions that the drug epidemic we're really seeing the fallout from it hit our schools right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's everything from kindergarten through high school.
Mm-hmm.
And it's parents, it's relatives, it's friends.
It's kids who were born addicted?
Yes. Yeah. Who have those issues that are still lingering. And
right. Mm-hmm. I think the schools are being asked to handle a lot more issues than what even I feel like we've been very front leaning and handling issues.
Mm-hmm.
The number of issues now, from what I'm hearing, is even greater. Yes. And we've got so many grandparents raising grandkids, and that brings a whole other set of problems because we're becoming very progressive in what we're doing is what school looks like with one-to-one.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to go online to get the grades. And there's tweets and Facebooks, and a lot of grandparents don't know anything about any of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to go to the website to get this or that. And
which puts more burden on our teachers
when
they don't know how to do it. Okay, because now those teachers have to even take more time.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
Right.
Allotted outside of their daily thing to walk through with that as well.
Right. Right. So
And on the positive side, or on the proud side, we know our staff does that.
Oh, absolutely. But I like what you say to make sure that our staff is included in that if they need something that they have the means to have that as well as the students.
Right.
I think that's big. I really do because I'll tell you what, I admire all the teachers, all of them, because I couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. I am telling you right now, I could not do it. And that is, I think it's just amazing what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that support has to be there as well. Yeah, I like that.
Well, I like what you're saying. I don't know what the specific objective would be for this year, because what she's referring to for the students are social emotional standards. So there's already this system that's being put in place.
Right.
That's written out, and now she's saying, I want to make sure that's implemented.
Right.
But what about the staff? That may be an entirely new thing that hasn't really started yet. Yeah. So I don't know.
Right.
I think she's going to have to develop the objective for that if she wants to include that.
Right.
Like, what does that even look like?
Right.
It doesn't just fit under the standards that are already written
and,
for the
and
kids.
And that could be, that can just be as simple as a conversation with her, just to let her know that the board is, concerned and where does she stand in that and what kinds of services are available for our staff and how do we monitor our staff to make sure that somebody's not reaching that point of, burnout or overload or...
I think it's a great idea to start thinking about it. I just don't know what
format
it'll take this year.
Right.
But I'll give two examples. This teacher that had to resign because he was doing inappropriate things.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible that if somehow the warning signs could have been seen in his case, he could have learned better how to behave before it got to that point.
Mm-hmm.
that's just a quick example off the top of my head. But another one is, if we're expecting the teachers to work more specifically on trauma, if we're expecting them to connect with these kids, to actually know them, yeah, they're going to be affected.
Right. They'll hear more stories.
Yeah.
And
so, yeah, support for the teachers is a great idea to start thinking about.
And I think we should consider some sort of trauma-based professional development. So there is specialized professional development in teaching teachers and staff how to handle trauma situations.
Well, so that's a question to ask Diane. Are we offering anything like that? You know,
I thought we had something scheduled.
I know. I think
some professional that they were going to bring in a.
I think there is
teaching,
something going on. I don't remember
teaching,
what.
Trauma-informed.
It's called
informed
TI.
Teaching, yeah. I thought they were going to do something. And kind of going back to what you said, Brian, the teachers oftentimes look out for each other. And it's kind of like living next door to somebody. And you have neighborhoods, your hallway, your group, and you know, I hope my experience has been that teachers do kind of watch out for one another and try to help each other. And there is a mentoring. There used to be a more formalized mentoring process, and that is not. I don't know what. To be honest, I don't know whether that's still in place as it was at one time. It was awfully structured, but having mentorships, I think, helps young teachers, you know, learn some of the pitfalls, have a conversation. The reality is that many young teachers coming out of college, now our district has been hiring. It seems as if our district is hiring people that have 3, 4, 5 years experience. But initially, when you come out, in my case, I had students who were only 2 years younger than I was. So trying to find your way through that can be a bit tricky from time to time. And you know, I think it is important for teachers and principals and our superintendent to recognize that teachers are going to face issues in their lives, and they're going to bring them into the school buildings, and we need to be in a position to try and help them through that as best we can.
Okay. Final objective number 5, community partnerships. It's kind of another one focused on mental health resources. So, you know, that's been a clear, in my opinion, I think it's been a clear focus of ours. And so Diane wants to continue to collaborate with community partners to enrich the mental health resources available to students and families. So,
yeah, I like the fact that you word will lead.
So, yeah, this looks like another good objective right here. Because we've got some new ones coming in, but I think, you know, keep it going.
Yeah, and it's going to be interesting with this, with the social emotional standards and the assessments that they're doing. I just think that's gonna, it's gonna be good to have all of that information, you know, and that might help us, it might help her determine what other kinds of resources are needed.
Yeah.
You know,
well, one of the things in the budget that was passed, most of the new money in in education is targeted at social emotional. Now districts, as we learned at the meeting we went to, can supplant in that they can take the new money and use that for the social emotional things that they're already doing and take away their whatever current level of funding they are providing, so that it would provide additional money. But I would hope that we would look to see, are there areas that we need to expand and do more before we begin reducing our current levels of funding in those areas, and maybe not supplant.
Right.
The full
expand, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, this is an opportunity for us to do to do more.
And I didn't go to the website yet. They gave us a website that said would have the estimates by district for this additional funding dollars, but I think that would be maybe just a note to for Todd even to let us know what that dollar amount is and then to hear what the plans are. Okay. All right.
So the one biggest suggestion I had for Diane to consider is an objective specifically about communication with the community. If you look back at Todd's, which I guess we're going to look at next, he says under community engagement, ensure the community has an understanding of our current financial position, keep them aware of future projections. I would think, and I'm talking about ourselves too, when we get to our steps,
right,
communicating where our school is and where it's going is huge. And like I don't know what the form of that objective might be for Diane, but we're adding so many programs and we're going so far sort of into the cutting edge. But do people know that and do they understand it? Maybe not. And maybe we need to have an objective about communicating to the broader community. This is what's happening here. This is where we're trying to go.
I was going to say, it does make me think about in her recent update, and she talked about the plan with the Union County Daily Digital, and she described, kind of a high-level article about something, and then a classroom level, and then a student level, and I thought, to me, that was that's a great thing that hopefully they would share on our Facebook page, as well as Union County Daily Digital, so...
Yeah, that sounds great.
But
don't you think? Because that's what it comes down to, the big picture, but then also
specific examples.
Who, the Monarch Monthly, who gets that?
I think that's emailed to district parents. You get a copy as a board member.
I get a copy as a board member.
Right.
And I've asked people in the community, do you get this? And the answer is usually no.
Right.
Particularly if they don't have a connection. So maybe...
I don't know... I need to go to the Facebook page more often because I don't know if they... I'm guessing they would post the Monarch Monthly on the district's Facebook page.
Well, there's a link to the from the Facebook page and also the district website, but we have a lot of people in our community that are getting that and so
you have to go to them instead of expecting them to come to you.
A possibility is to kind of look at and say, okay, who's getting this? What can we do to expand that reach, because I really think that's a beautiful, provides just a beautiful picture of a lot of the very positive things that are going on in our district. And I think they also highlight some of the challenges that that we're facing in trying to move forward. It's tough being on the cutting edge and anticipating what your issues and problems and situations are going to be. Mm-hmm. And we're certainly a process in progress at this point, but that might be.
I know, and I wonder if any, like when they send out that quarterly, the quality profile that
right.
goes out quarterly, I think.
Yeah.
I wonder if they have ever thought about including a section that says, if you'd be interested in getting our monthly digital updates, please provide your email address or something like that, mm-hmm. and giving people an opportunity
yeah.
to do that if they want more, because I don't think financially we can be mailing every month those things, mm-hmm. you know, but email is
I don't
free.
Know what the
yeah.
mailing permits and so forth
are. Yeah.
What the expense is on that, but
well, as for all of these, I don't necessarily know what the specific form of the objective would take.
Mm-hmm.
It may be look at all the things we're already doing to communicate
mm-hmm.
and continue those,
mm-hmm.
but add one more thing or take one of them to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't we have a PR person or a communications
mm-hmm.
person? Is that person still on?
She does help with
retainer
yes.
or something.
Mm-hmm. Yep, she does help with I think some of the quality profile and
okay.
Yeah. Because I know talked about having some Friday facts or just posting more things. It's pretty much all social media oriented between Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and the website.
I learned something interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter is only used by 20% of the population,
mm-hmm.
as is Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And Facebook is used by only 50% of the population.
Okay.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, there's a big chunk.
Yeah.
Not on there.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think there's a lot of grandparents and parents even
mm-hmm.
that are not using social media unless they're being specifically directed by teachers or schools or.
Right.
To
mm-hmm.
do that, so.
Mm-hmm.
But I know how expensive
mailings,
hard copies
right.
and mailings are
right.
extremely expensive.
Yeah. And like I said, I mean, I think our quality profile is really nice. And I think, does it
yeah.
go out quarterly? Or is it three? I can't remember how often it is.
I don't know.
I know.
Thought maybe twice a year.
Maybe twice a year? Okay.
I think fall and spring, maybe.
Okay.
Well, we can
okay.
talk about this
yes.
too. With
okay, but I did. I made a note there about just communications that said that emphasis on
mm-hmm.
always trying to find way because of what you said, because of all the
yeah.
things that we're doing here.
There's a lot, and
yeah,
even like people who work in the district don't always know everything.
Yeah, well, and you can send them, and they still may not know everything. So you know. And that's why I think sometimes, you know, it's worth it to ask people, do you want to get more information? If you do, then send us your email. And I think sometimes you find out then that most people are going to say, well, it's like going to the store and they say, can we get your email address? I'm like, no, I don't want to get
yeah.
sale promos, or, you know.
Indeed.
But anyways, it's okay. I will. So the kind of the comments that I have on here are for objective two, to ask about maybe getting Ashley's timeline so we have a better visual of kind of the history, what's happening currently in that final phase, and also talking about the importance of collaboration between the buildings and internally in the buildings as well. Objective three, trying to get a little bit of clarification on what she means when she says working with community leaders. Objective four, had a question about trauma-based professional development, and just a question about, I guess a question, what kind of, are there resources available for our staff too? Just kind of recognizing the impact of some of these things on our staff. And objective five, I just had like, what are the plans for our additional social emotional dollars? And then that additional question about communications. So, that sound good?
Yeah.
Just one observation. Mm-hmm. I think our discussions at these work sessions have improved over the last several years.
Mm-hmm. It comes with experience, don't you think? I mean, I think we all feel comfortable with what's happening in the district, mm-hmm. and we feel comfortable with our roles.
We now can ask a better question.
Yes. Okay, should we go to Todd's goals then?
Yeah.
Okay, so you just kind of listed with the strategic plan, so student learning, financial stability, safety, and community engagement. Student learning, I think you just, I mean, I think we all agree that, well, I shouldn't say that, but the importance of them handling our finances well frees up our staff and our administrators to do their jobs, mm-hmm. when they have a better understanding of what, how many, you know, what kind of funds they have available and what they have to do to request different things. And so,
and I think that idea of him being in the buildings, mm-hmm. and building relationships with whether it's the secretaries or the principals, mm-hmm. or, you know, assistant principals, I think that's really important, because mm-hmm. If they feel comfortable enough to ask the questions, they will. Mm-hmm. And if they don't, that could end in a problem.
Right.
Yeah, and there's right. there's so many questions. There's so many
yeah.
moving parts with money, and mm-hmm. you know what they can do, what they can't do.
Mm-hmm.
I think also he has worked hard, at least from my perspective, to push the spending decisions to lower levels.
Yeah.
Because as a teacher, it's always frustrating to make, you know, to request a list. What is it that you need or want? You mm-hmm. know, you make your list mm-hmm. and so forth. And then somebody else is making the decision as to what's going to actually be purchased.
Yeah.
And those times when the department would sit down and say, okay, we have X numbers of dollars, how do we want to handle money? That was always empowering. And, mm-hmm. and whether you had enough to get everything you had in mind, whether you came up short, at least you understood, mm-hmm. you know, the decision-making process. And I think that has helped throughout our district.
Yeah, and I also think it's about developing that trust too, mm-hmm. between everybody. And you know, you think of the old days when they were told, this is how much you have, I don't care what you need, kind of, you know, not that right. harsh. But, you know, now that they are getting to be more directly involved and they understand the process, I think we're seeing, instead of them stockpiling money just for the sake of stockpiling it, they're really being strategic about what they do with their money. And think of like the high school, mm-hmm. they got some really cool furniture mm-hmm. in front of the studio room, you know, like where we've had the Good Apple Awards and everything. And they have a little coffee vending pit, not a vending, like a, mm-hmm. I don't know. It just, they're trying to make it look more like a university or just a nice collaborative setting. And I think that's all part of that whole developing the, you know, the the training in how to spend your money and how to budget for your
right.
money.
And it's treating these young people mm-hmm. as adults.
Mm-hmm.
So if you show us you're trustworthy,
mm-hmm.
well, we're going to trust you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, and here's the what comes along with being trusted.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I get the sense that Todd's been working on this for a while, and it's
yes.
kind of built in here that mm-hmm. he wants to continue that.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to emphasize that it could be a really great thing. But I do pick up the impression, talking to different people in the buildings, there's almost sometimes a sort of passivity about money. Like, they don't mm-hmm. really know, like,
mm-hmm.
what do I do if I need this and it's not in my present budget? Mm-hmm. They're often they come across to me as stuck. So that may be what some of this could help address if he keeps working in this way, mm-hmm. and trusts them enough, not just they trusting him, but he right. trusts them, like you said, mm-hmm. to help them become more autonomous.
Right.
The one comment I had was sort of like yours, Sue. I think you probably wrote that word, how.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty vague goal there, maintain accessibility and visibility in the community. Like,
mm-hmm.
what
mm-hmm.
specifically does that look like this year?
Right.
I mean, this is a very worthy goal, continue to build trust.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do that? What's
right.
your objective this
right.
year?
Since we don't have a levy or anything, you yeah. know, and I guess that's because I was thinking when we had the levy, I knew he was on the radio and they did some other videos and some things like that. So, you know, didn't know if you plan to go to, like, business association meetings, because we've got
right.
Industrial Parkway Business Association, Marysville Business Association, and, you know, or chamber events, things like that, where you reach a variety of different people.
Yeah. What specifically is your mm-hmm. objective this year?
And mm-hmm. I think that's very important, but mm-hmm. I also think, again, being in the buildings, we
yeah.
have...
Yeah.
teachers that are working with parents that are raising mm-hmm. large amounts of money
mm-hmm.
for field trips that are unbudgeted.
Mm-hmm.
How do we handle that?
Mm-hmm.
How do we handle teachers that have gone and gotten gifts from the Elks or the Moose?
Mm-hmm.
How do we handle that? Because mm-hmm. these are all kind of new things that were not everyone has done.
Mm-hmm.
So. How do you share that information? Maybe it's on a Q&A Google Doc that mm-hmm. can be shared with mm-hmm. all the staff from the different schools.
Mm-hmm.
We just received a donation of $1,000 mm-hmm. for this. Mm-hmm. This is how we handle it financially.
Mm-hmm. And I know they have a lot of policies in place for mm-hmm. that, mm-hmm. you know. So maybe just even asking him, you know, how do they, like with new staff, what kind of training, or do they provide training for new staff with some of those kinds of policies?
I think that's a great question. It may not be Todd's responsibility, it may be the principal's, but certainly
yeah.
he could be mm-hmm. aware of if there's gaps. Like, we had a little issue with the third grade teacher this year that fortunately was handled well,
mm-hmm.
that really was an issue of getting resources for his classroom.
Right.
And he
kind
didn't
of a process.
Seem to quite know the whole process.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
yeah.
it's hard to train everybody on everything, but...
Right. Well, and that crowdfunding, that's kind of a newer thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, we've even seen policies coming out of OSBA for that.
Okay.
We'll ask about that.
But training people on policies, and I'm speaking from past experience, not even
yeah.
related to a school district.
Yeah.
Training people on policies is not emailing a policy and asking you to click a button.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That doesn't train anybody
mm-hmm.
anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But that okay. is how training occurs in most
mm-hmm.
in most places.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even have to listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
You just click the button.
Now everybody's covered.
Yes, I've read this.
Yeah. Right. I know.
Yes.
Downloading an app. Yes. Do you agree to these? Yes, I do.
And the person reading is like, I already know how to do my job. Click.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So
okay.
maybe. Some sort of refresher,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's something that administrators could do.
Mm-hmm.
It, trust is a big issue.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it since I've been in this community and since I've been on the school board, that we inherit a lot of distrust.
Mm-hmm.
So when Todd says, I want to build trust,
uh-huh.
that's going to take some action steps.
Mm-hmm. And 20% of the population... You never will. We never
right,
will.
Right.
No one will.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we need to focus on the 80.
Mm-hmm.
80% and communicating as much as you want. But, you know, I love communication.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Communication is a two-way street.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if people prefer to make up stories and spread stories instead of making phone calls and asking questions. It makes it very hard to combat that.
Hopefully we get one or two people to show up at our office.
That's going to be one of our action steps. You people.
You're here. I know, yeah. I'm going to assign you to a community coffee. You must attend.
Yeah, sometimes if people walk in, they have no choice but to talk.
That's what we've been
doing.
That's
right, I know.
Hey, do you want to talk about the schools? Mm-hmm. You're in the coffee shop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so if looking at financial stability, because this is where you're talking about, it kind of ties in with Diane's goals to just be on your toes about our potential growth. And he's talking about the potential residential tax abatements that the city could offer that would impact our tax revenue, as well as potential student growth. So
so they can offer 75% without asking.
But I'm not sure if that's a residential one or not. There's economic development agreements that we've signed a long, long time ago, and part of it is also legislatively done, but I'm not sure if that covers residential.
I'm not certain enough to say.
Yeah, so. I know. I mean, because I know that it's definitely like business development, but I'm not sure. Yeah. I have to double check and just ask Todd if that 75% pertains to residential too. I'm not so sure about that.
Involved in have all been commercial business types of things. So
we haven't really had to deal with a residential development.
Yeah, and
abatement at this point.
It's tough. It's tough for a city because it's the residents that require the most service: police, fire. Safety services, water, sewage, streets and lights, all that kind of stuff.
One of the specific issues that there's a number of building issues that may have to be addressed in the coming years. One of them is this this building that's falling apart at Raymond. You know, we've talked about that before, and I don't know, I presume that's on Todd's radar, that may have an impact at some point. We may get it to a point where it's not our choice anymore, but it has to be done.
Yeah. I know that when I've talked to Todd or Diane, they typically point to some point in the future where a bond issue for construction of a new building has to take place, and at that time, I think what Todd's thinking is to try to identify, and maybe Diane's also, try to identify if we have to build a building, we need to ask for money. Are there some things like the building at Raymond, remodeling or restructuring some of the other buildings that can all get rolled into that project? And our bonds are on schedule to be paid off in 2030. So we're getting closer to the last 10 years, which puts us in, every year that we get closer, puts us in better financial situation. And I would expect would have a positive impact on our bond rating.
Right. So, I mean, it's been Todd's goal to try and just get everything paid off before we would ever have to ask for new. But that may or may not be possible.
Yeah.
So. You can't stop
that's,
growth.
That's,
right.
That's outside of
anyone's. Right. Right. That's. I mean, I just thought it's. At some point, with this being his goal to kind of be on top of that, I guess I'm just kind of curious about some different scenarios of, how much he's playing around with I'd written down after the safety one, when he talks about the PI forecast, I'm curious about that building by building overview of where we are capacity wise, and then how would a new building impact the general fund with staffing? And yeah, I mean that's a big, that's a big, big project for a treasurer to be looking at something like that.
I mean, looking at growth and how it can impact the district. The Bunsell building sits on property that was purchased, and at the time it was purchased, the board at that time, superintendent at that time, believed that they could get an elementary, a second high school. Bunsell was to be an intermediate and middle school building. And so they were looking at at least two additional buildings on that property. Additionally, on Milford Avenue, the school district owns some property that, for the most part, is probably not seen as very suitable or useful as a building site. And the other piece that I'm aware of, and I hope you are, is we've got about 40 acres that's behind the soccer field, behind the football practice fields, on the other side of the walkway that goes to the pedestrian bridge. The school district owns from the top of the hill all the way down, almost to the walkway down along there. And I don't think all of it is out of the floodplain, but you know, there is some land for some purpose at that point. So going forward, I think we have at hand some potential building sites that would fit into a board's plan at any time that they look forward, and that certainly helps in terms of your decision making, because you don't necessarily have to build on the land that you have. You can do swaps or you know, to get a piece of property in an area that would be more advantageous for your needs at that specific time.
I was surprised at how full Edina Point is and Weaver's Ridge. And I think there's actually a third development in there, or at least a third builder coming in from the opposite side of the property.
Right. Well, there's the development that's going in across from Benny's.
Right.
Where they've scraped the land and that'll connect in.
What kind of housing is that going to be?
Apartments.
Apartments and condominiums. Condos. There's also some commercial in there also on the facing the roadways. And I think the plan, as I understood it, there's Professional Parkway, which comes off 38 by Manita Corps' office, right?
Holbrook and Manter.
Goes down, and I think that is supposed to continue on. Somebody's going to build it all the way over to Industrial Parkway.
Right.
And so that...
That would be nice.
You know, that access may open up...
More development.
More development, either, you know, healthcare professional or housing or...
Yeah. Well, I'm glad Todd's on top of this. You know.
Well, it's nice to know that both Todd and Diane are both looking forward and recognizing that Marysville's growing.
I didn't know that those were houses on the other side of Brookdale until I drove down.
That's a
housing development.
I know. It's interesting driving around. Yeah. Like, you know, you go a month without going past someplace and you go, whoa.
The developer there has said that those are for millennials and more
retirees,
empty nesters. That they don't believe that they're building the kind of housing that
like young families.
But once something gets built,
right,
nature takes its course.
That's right. All right, so for Todd, comments, questions, I know the student learning, talking about, just asking about training for new staff, a refresher training for current staff. And then really just more in that community engagement, asking how, you know, what are some of his specific ideas for that. Also asking to him to check on that residential tax abatements, and did they also apply to that 75% that can be approved without, or that can be, that they can get without our approval. Any other comments?
He talks under safety about paying off the stadium loan and then to pay back the general fund advance. And I think that's the health care.
Well, he had two. There were two advances.
Okay.
Yes. So the advance for the stadium, because they needed to have that money.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
and
right.
then the health care one, that one he'll just keep an eye on that. He said that might take a couple years to get that paid off.
Yeah.
So, but yeah.
Okay.
So, and I would like to see a reflection on the stadium project when all the T's are crossed and all the I's are dotted and everything's done. Just for future use by other people. If when we start
like
another
projects project, or something,
another project begins.
And kind of along that line. It said the main, in the last of that paragraph on safety, the main question for the PI forecast is what's next? And are we prepared for it? So, you know, are we going to do a facility evaluation? Are there are there classrooms that you know, need to be remodeled? I was thinking of science classrooms that...
the auditorium, but you start looking at some of these buildings that you think when you realize how old some of the buildings are getting to be.
Well, and I know I've mentioned before, and you brought it the other day, the gymnasium at the high school has the I think it's the original bleachers in there from when that building was built in. Was that the 90s? They're 20 early. No, it was back before then. It was late 80s. So they're about 30, 35 years old, and they're missing some hand, they're missing handrails. There have been changes in things, and that'll be a could be a big project.
Okay, but I think there's
a lot to be learned when you sit down and do
yes.
a deep dive project reflection. And be honest, this worked out good, this didn't, we got lucky here. We definitely don't want to do this again, or we definitely do want to do this. Or
I mean, and that would be kind of a combined Todd and Diane kind of a thing, which I ran into somebody who's on the core committee for the stadium project, ran into him at church and just asked him, you know, how have you been going out there? He said, I go out every Saturday. And he was really excited. He said, you know, when I started working on this project, it was my goal that we were going to have the premier facility in Central Ohio. He goes, And I'm confident that that's going to come true.
Oh, wow.
You know? Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
He's an engineer. That was really good.
As long as I've lived here, people have compared Marysville to Upper Arlington, and, and then later as Dublin grew, Dublin and Hilliard and so forth, and, oh, we don't have to be as good as them and so forth. It was like, we don't have to set Dublin and Upper Arlington as the limit of what is possible. Mm. You know, we certainly can go beyond that, and there's no reason for us to set goals or objectives too low. And
no, I don't think there's any reason to do that. I totally agree with you. And we, these building visits are very helpful. We met teachers who chose to come here from other districts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so what we're envisioning for this district is happening.
Mm-hmm.
So let's keep it going. Let's let people know that it's happening, and let's broaden it.
Yeah. Right.
I agree, Dick. There's no reason to have some sort of inferiority complex with respect to Dublin or Hilliard or Olentangy or any of them.
Mm-hmm.
They all have their strengths, but so does Marysville.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ready to move on to ours?
Absolutely.
Okay. So.
So how do you want to proceed on ours? Because there's a lot.
Well, I mean, a lot of these, I'm not sure that they really need to be changed at this point. There's a few that I made comments on. And I didn't. At some point, I don't know if we still like the way the wording of goal number one and the objectives. I mean, they were really kind of created to align with our district strategic plan. So again, there hasn't, we're still under that same strategic plan.
I read through all of them, and I'm aware that we wrote all these together.
Yeah.
I don't think Nan was here for all of that. This has been, we've been working on
but
this.
But we did, but we went through it last year too.
Yeah.
So we tried to,
before.
Yes.
So
we've been
through two rounds.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, we had a couple rounds before that. And so
yes.
We've, all of these have been tweaked and all of them.
Yeah.
But I have to say, reading through them, that a lot of them are not actually really that specific as action steps. They're, they're pretty vague to be labeled action steps.
Mm-hmm.
And those, I'd be okay to just cut or rewrite, but some of them, I'm wondering if they're sort of obsolete. I'll be specific.
Okay.
The building liaison program. Now
that's
an interesting one because I thought we replaced it with the building visits.
Well, we did, but we did that. I think we did that. I don't know if we did that after. We might have done it after we had revised this.
Well, the reason I'm asking is when we were in Edgewood, Dick and I, a lot of the teachers came up to him, and maybe the principal too, and said, he's our building liaison. So it meant something to them.
Oh, it was Raymond.
Raymond.
Or was it Raymond? Sorry, it was Raymond.
Right.
And I'm like, I thought we weren't doing that anymore. And so my question is, are we doing it or are we not? And did we cut it too soon? Did we cut it when actually it means something to them?
Well, I haven't done a very good job of transportation and maintenance in putting my face in their building.
Mm-hmm.
But I have made a point to go to open houses in Raymond and show up at various times and try to meet with Carol once or twice during the course of the year and as a result, and part of it is it's a small building. And you have two classrooms for each grade level. And so, you take 5 minutes, you go in, you see the kids, and role playing for the fourth grade class gets me in the building.
See, they all remember that.
I know, King Smith.
I mean, we walked in to Bunsell. And one of the students in there says, I remember you. You're the king.
Yeah.
So that's my question. Is it actually maybe more worthwhile than I realized.
Well,
or
I think
did we cut it because we couldn't quite?
I think it depends on how many people are able to do it. And I think, I know, like Amy can't do that, and your work schedule might have made it difficult. I think we were a little bit worried. Well, only a couple buildings now have liaisons, and what about the other ones? You know, because I still. I go into Edgewood and Northwood. Yeah. They were my buildings, and kind of like you develop a relationship with them, and there were a couple teachers who really wanted me to come in and either read or help help kids that needed a little extra work on math or, you know, something like that. So I would try and go in, and one year I went in a lot, and then the next year, I don't know, I couldn't get in there as much, and so... I don't know.
It was a little bit like that for me too. Like to do it at the level where it actually makes an impact.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think it has
a commitment.
You and Raymond. It's a fair amount of time.
It is.
Well, and I'll be honest. One of the things Raymond sits outside of the city of Marysville, and it's off by itself. And I think sometimes. It feels lonely.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is, you know, the what's going on in that building is absolutely amazing, and the fact that it's the smallest of the elementaries, and Carol has, and I don't know of any other elementary where she has the pride groups, where she has, as kindergartners come in, they are assigned to a multi-class group, and they stay in that group. So it's the kindergartners, first graders, second graders, third graders, fourth graders. The fourth graders lead the group, and so they do little projects, and they meet, I don't know, monthly or something like during the course of the year, which in that setting builds a sense of community among those kids. And so there's some things about it which are a little different than some of the other. I mean, every building is different.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's the way it should be. I recognize, I mean, even I'm not covering, I kind of picked one of my two areas of responsibility and said, this is where I'm going to put my energy.
Right.
So I know it's hard because I don't do a lot. I don't do as much as I think I ought to.
Yeah.
But
I almost, for me, it almost might work better if I brainstorm some goals for myself for the coming year. You know what I mean?
And
like sort of like the superintendent and the treasurer do, like so that I can say this is reasonable for me. I think it's important to grow and to develop. Mm-hmm. You guys are doing great. We're all kind of out there. You're doing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe just pick some specific things. I want to do this year. I want to do better, let's say, with extracurriculars, getting to extracurriculars, I want to go to maybe some more meetings with this executive committee, that sort of thing.
Right.
That might be more meaningful to me than some of these, like I said, that are actually kind of vague. And
I think they're vague so that we can all set our own individual goals.
Yes, I agree. And I think...
Based on what we enjoy...
And our time available.
And our, you know, whatever our passion is. You know, because that's where we really want to spend our time is what something that we feel passionate about.
But also doing it as a collective too, because knowing, like this thing about the building liaisons, I didn't really think about the wrinkle that if, like, you're putting a lot of time into Raymond, well, what does that do to the other buildings? Mm-hmm. Because if Amy's not available, that just leaves four of us. And there's what? How many buildings total?
Ten buildings,
I know. Each building is different.
Yeah.
Right.
And if I was going to Northwood, I might not have the same type of relationship
right.
with the building.
Right.
Because, the classrooms are different and just everything is different. When we started talking about this, what I kind of came up in my head was kind of saying, just as a board member, just try to get to events, try to get to some buildings from time to time, try to get involved, be a liaison in some way, and just try to be cognizant of, I'm going to go here, I'm going to do this, and maybe it's go to a sporting event. Mm-hmm. And Friday night, I went, and my brother-in-law likes mm-hmm. to stand down by the fence and watch the games.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we did. Mm-hmm. But for me, there was a bit of a purpose from the standpoint that standing by the fence where everybody walked by,
right.
yeah.
going to
a school board members there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I saw people, that I knew. I had mm-hmm. people that patted me on the shoulder and said, "Hey, coach, how you doing?"
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so forth. So, that was where we stood was purposeful on my part.
Mm-hmm.
And I got the result in at least some people recognized that a school board member was at the athletic event. And I know mm-hmm. You were there and you did the same thing.
Mm-hmm. I was there too. I just mm-hmm. wasn't there the whole game, but I had
right.
the same experience.
I wasn't either, yeah.
Standing by the fence,
right.
I've talked to more people about the district than I
right.
than at the coffee.
Yeah. Right.
And so I like the piece where we are liaison. Maybe it doesn't have to be structured as much from the standpoint that you got this job, you got this job, you got this job. But if we just all each try to do one or two things a month.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think we also, we strategically decided to do the, go to every building in groups of two last year, and we said,
yeah.
maybe let's not do that liaison because we knew
yeah.
that we couldn't evenly, cover every building in the district. So by doing these visits at least once a year, we're all in one of the, every building in the district. There are four of us are, Amy working full time. So, but I think if you look at number two in 4C, seek opportunities to attend extracurricular events. So whether it's, I get an email about judging for the Bunsold Science Fair. So I've done that for a couple years. FFA has something, they sent out that email about them this Friday. So we do get emails, and I try to encourage our administrators and our teachers to let us know when they have things going on like that. So I think that's really the focus of what our board should be,
Right. So
just do the best we can.
My suggestion is we write as an action step that we get to each building twice, because that's what we mm-hmm. set up. And that I don't mean what
yes right as a board
but
the board
each
visits every building
gets two
visits.
Times
right
that's like a minimum
mm-hmm.
because we're all,
right.
we all did the one in the fall
mm-hmm.
we're going to do one in the winter
right.
and that's a very specific action step that
right.
actually has an impact because everybody gets a visit and they
right.
know that we're coming
right
another this is a little more maybe a bit of a stretch but what if we had as a goal as a board that every sport gets at least one board member to attend an event before the end of the... See what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
I
sport or just extracurricular activity?
Or extra, if you want to go
yeah.
broader, yeah. But I realize there are sports mm-hmm. that we maybe forget.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know all the sports that we compete in.
Mm.
But if I knew as a board that our goal this year was to get at least one board visit to volleyball, to
mm-hmm.
lacrosse,
right.
mm-hmm. to
bowling, golf,
to bowling.
Gymnastics.
Wouldn't
yeah.
that be fun
yeah.
to go to bowling?
Right.
And just and that goes towards building trust. That goes
mm-hmm.
goes toward communication and
mm-hmm.
spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Because they do notice when we show up,
mm-hmm.
and they feel like mm-hmm. oh,
and it's and
attention.
It's fun. It's fun to.
Yeah.
See these events and see.
It would be fun for me to go to a sport I've never thought about before.
Mm-hmm.
lacrosse.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know how you play lacrosse.
It's
it
crazy.
Looks dangerous, though.
It's fun. It is, yeah. Okay.
But that,
so
would
we
be
change,
one that we
yeah,
would
we can change number one
talk
instead
about
of
collectively.
Same.
If you think we can get to every extracurricular, then it's even broader. Because that then includes what? Music?
Mm-hmm. Mock trial. That might be a little bit challenging.
That schedule is getting moved up. There's more of an emphasis in the fall now.
If you like that as an objective for us, mm-hmm. one of us could just sort of make a little spreadsheet and say, here's all the sports, mm-hmm. and we check them off, and then, oh, here's the sport nobody's been to the whole year. Does anybody want to try to get to a competition?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm thinking, is that when we assign things at the beginning of the year, when we have our assignments at our organizational meeting, are you the extracurricular person, Brian? Would you like to do a spreadsheet?
I'd be happy to do that. I'm good at that kind of thing.
Okay.
I like working with... But do you want it to be all the sports or all the extracurriculars?
I think we should, if we're going to do it, we should do all the extracurriculars. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You don't want to more emphasis on...
Well, I get that, yeah.
I would. We've got club sports like rugby. Bowling is a club sport. Uh-huh. Cross is a club sport. But I was also thinking we've got FCCLA.
DECA.
That's the point. It could be, but once we get the list, we could say, okay, it's actually beyond our capacity to get to everything.
Well, I know we have a robotics team because I remember seeing, who's the Daniel Sakamoto is the advisor for the robotics team. And he's supposed to email me when they have a competition.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Their robot, one last year, they were picking up basketballs. Mm-hmm. They had a competition field that had like bins that had balls, and their robot had to go and pick up a ball and then put it through a hole or a basket or, you know, put it in some other container, and they had to, you know, it was a race against other teams to, you know, compete.
Wow. That's
like,
But the other thing that's fun about something like that is it gets us out a little bit. It's like, I wouldn't think to go to bowling, but if it's mm-hmm. our goal for the year, I would have fun doing that.
Yeah.
You know?
You don't want to greet people as they come across the finish line in a cross country.
You don't want to greet them before they cross the finish line. That would be worse. Right. The football games, though, I think we covered pretty well. I mean,
yeah,
I get to some of them. Yeah. You do. Do you get to some of them?
I go to some. Mm-hmm. Amy's at a ton of sporting events with all her grandkids. So.
Yeah. So I know we have soccer and football covered.
We have band covered pretty good. I, you know, Catherine is in the band, and Barbara makes sure that she's well covered with parents. Mm-hmm.
So this is not good wording right now, but just to get the general idea, I just went like the number two, seek opportunities to attend extracurricular events with a goal of board representation at least once for every extracurricular.
That's pretty good wording. I like that. Yeah. It's really clear.
And then for that, continuing with the building liaison program, change that to be board will visit each building twice a year. Mm. Something like that.
Yeah.
Sure.
Now, the other thing that occurred to me about the building visits is the after-school programs. Now, we've got SAC, and is it called BASE?
Uh-huh.
When I've happened to visit them, they really almost feel like their own separate thing too. Like, you know, like when we visit the transportation department, that was a really good idea, whoever put that on. And maybe if there's a way to at some point visit, or maybe you already do that, to check in with the space or the SAC people. They're sort of their own thing.
Sometimes they'll send us, I don't know if, I can't remember if they send it out to everybody or not, but I've gotten some emails in the past about parent night.
Yeah. From the base and the SAC program.
Yeah.
And in many ways, they really are kind of.
Yes, I know.
Thing. It's kind of like the preschool at the Harold Lewis Center, and to some degree the library board, because we appoint the library board,
yeah.
We put their ballot issues up, mm-hmm. but you know, we don't necessarily go over there to do anything.
Right. Mm-hmm. What are you saying? I'm at the library like 3 times a week.
I'm talking about board meetings and stuff. So. Mm-hmm.
Our library is awesome. I'm telling you.
Oh, it is.
You get a library card now, you have access to almost every book in Ohio. It's incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I don't know if I... Do you want to go through all of these?
Not really. I mean, I guess just if people... If you had something that stands out that...
I don't want to change anything about this, but I just kind of want to say this to say this. So on goal one, objective B, maximize the impact of the board on student achievement by focusing on board development.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I don't think most people understand how much stuff that we do as a board.
So
or that how much you have to learn. So
yes.
Talking about the OSBA conference mm-hmm. and their workshops,
mm-hmm.
but also the different classes that they offer.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about, I mean, there's articles emailed on a daily basis regarding legislative issues that are being debated,
mm-hmm.
Policy changes that are being developed, mm-hmm. Supporting resolutions and looking at research, reading technical educational material so that mm-hmm. we understand what they're talking about when they're mm-hmm. studying us.
Right. Right.
Some of this stuff. I don't think that the general populace understand how much you have to educate yourself mm-hmm. to be able to understand the role of the board.
So if you, one of the last goals, I think it was 4C3, maintaining and updating the board website. So I know since I am no longer working at the foundation, I updated my bio. Mm-hmm. And so I included how I have the Award of Achievement and the Master Board Member, and I think both of you guys have the Award of Achievement too. So I have my note here to ask you guys to potentially update your bios. And then even, you know, what I wrote in there, it's been several years,
mm-hmm.
so maybe working like Brian, if anybody has some ideas about mm-hmm. Maybe making some revisions in there to let people know,
mm-hmm.
you know, that we have a very engaged board that takes our job seriously. And
one of the things I would like to report, mm-hmm. You and I attended a meeting up in Marion,
mm-hmm.
and they were going through legislation and introduced, and there was a bill Peggy Lehner introduced that would, if passed, would require testing of every kindergarten student for dyslexia.
Mm-hmm.
And last spring, she came and visited mm-hmm. and talked to Steve Griffith.
Mm-hmm.
Because Diane knew that dyslexia was on her radar, and she turned to Steve and said, if you write it, I'll get it passed.
Mm-hmm.
And when we visited, mm-hmm. I asked him if he'd gotten that done, and he said, yeah, they mm-hmm. submitted that. So
mm-hmm.
I think the law, that the proposed legislation,
mm-hmm.
is a result of our administration efforts,
mm-hmm.
Again, kind of on the cutting edge, because we're already testing every child for dyslexia.
Mm-hmm.
And making reading essentially reading evaluations for every child.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of a nice thing that we'll see whether it's something we can point to with pride later on.
Mm-hmm.
Before we leave the website point, who maintains, who does the actual updates of the web page?
I don't think I have access to it.
So, well, I mean, we don't do the updates, but if something needs to be updated, I just let Donna know, and then Donna gets it updated.
Okay, and is there, like when you click on Board of Education, I forget what actually comes up.
There's like a little description about how our board, it's made up of five individuals and that we're elected and da-da-da-da, and then it has our bios.
So is there a place there for, let's say, when we went on our board, when we went on our building visit, I took a few pictures, nothing grandiose, but just putting a picture up.
Yeah.
Is there a place on that page
I don't know, but that just reminds me. I'd like to have a picture taken of our board. We did that several years ago to put in the athletic programs.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like to have a picture of the board on the website. I think that would be nice. But I like the idea of posting
like
some other
pictures.
Like
a permanent picture of the board.
Yeah, right.
Maybe at one of our meetings where we all look nice. And then,
right.
And then.
I'm going to need more of a heads
up. Let's say you go to a robot. What did you call it?
Robotics competition.
Maybe I go to a bowling and we just pick a picture. We just pick one every week or every couple of weeks.
Yeah.
It doesn't even have to be a picture of us. It could be a picture, I took a picture of the guy's hard hat because he had stickers all over it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just put the caption, we visited the construction site today.
Right.
And that goes towards what you were saying about showing that we're engaged.
Yeah.
It could
be. And I think even on our website, you see the picture scrolling
picture
through
like
there, and there's a couple pictures.
Yeah, where's that one?
That's you and the construction foreman.
Is that what I look like with a hard hat? Worry about looking goofy,
I don't want that one up. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that.
Have you posted that?
No.
Not yet.
Well, send it to me. I'll figure out what to do with it.
Wait a second. I gotta see this.
Nobody wears a hard hat like that.
You do have it pulled down a little bit.
What am I trying to do, be anonymous? So...
Yeah, we could ask, because I know on the home page of our district website, we do have our board is on there with our SROs. It's got a picture of the meeting. Have you seen that?
That's a good picture.
There. Yeah, that's on the home page.
One of us could call Donna and say, look, we don't know how the web page works, but we want to put a new permanent picture up and maybe post once or twice a month, a picture of one of us out engaging.
Well, and I would think, because they just, I think it could either be on the board page or even add some things to scroll, they're constantly adding pictures to the scroll on the front page of our website. And so it would be kind of nice if everyone saw to have a random picture of a board member in a building or at an event or something like that.
I think it's important.
So, yeah, I like that.
And honestly, you guys that are running again. Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm.
So before we leave, I don't know how late you guys have to go, but there was an idea that Sue came up with that we could put down as an action step. It's to make a little video to say farewell, have a good summer.
Mm-hmm.
You know how they do a little greeting video at the beginning? And,
mm-hmm.
and in fact, Mrs. Koffenberger was very proud of the one they put together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, so it was pretty cute.
What if we do a video in the spring
that's
like a thank you video for the teacher?
I think that's a great idea.
You know, something fun. Something.
Sound of Music.
Mm. Farewell, goodbye, I beat her, Jane, and love.
You guys are really good. What was your idea? Oh no, the little goodbye from Mickey Mouse Club.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we could do it.
We
like
don't
a
want to spill the
white.
Beans too much in case we have all of our staff.
We can put it as an action
meeting.
Step.
Yeah.
That would remind us to start thinking about it in like yes. March or
now,
April.
If we happen to have staff members that are not coming back, we would need to be
yes.
You know, careful about language and so
on. Very good.
Right. And we had talked about because it all came up because of convocation. Since we used to do the convocation at the high school, mm-hmm. and I would try and go and welcome everybody on behalf of the board. And yeah. We don't do that in person anymore. Except Diane, we sent out the email, but they do the video with new staff members. And I was thinking, it'd be fun if the board did a video too. But Mr. Creative. Brian Luke over there, I didn't give him very much notice.
Well,
he's like, wait a second, Sue, we can't pull this together in 2 days.
She wanted to do a convocation video, and I was like all about quality. And like, we can't do anything quality in 2 days.
Yeah.
We
So Brian had that idea of, okay, instead of doing it at the beginning of the year, when there's all this other information coming through, maybe at the end of the year as a way of saying thank you for all of the incredibly hard, great work that goes on during the year.
And,
so.
By then, they'll have seen us at least 2 times
yes,
in the building,
right.
And it'll fit with that nicely, I would think.
Right. At one time, Scott Forney was a huge, huge fan of Mickey Mouse,
mm-hmm.
and used to make all sorts of characters, cutouts, and stuff in his house. So
he may have some resources
for some props or some of those kinds of things. Scott might be a resource.
Scott Forney and
in Bunchall. He was the one. That
I remember.
Was
yeah, I remember him.
Yep.
I hate to bring this up, but okay. Half of our teacher population will not even know what the Mickey Mouse Club is.
Hey, but you know what? That kept on going on for a while. They wasn't Britney Spears. Who was it?
Justin Timberlake,
or Miley Cyrus.
Britney Spears.
Yeah, they were Mouse to Tears.
And you can still see video of them. It's hilarious.
yeah.
And you can see how they updated the greeting and the goodbye video over the decades.
Mm-hmm.
And even the ones that like Britney Spears was in, they seem really dated now. Not just the ones from the
right.
Annette Funicello right. and all them. But that's a real issue, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're going to look goofy and they're not even going to know why.
Maybe you have to start with the original.
Goofy is one
of the clip of the original and then have us do the same thing. And then they'll know, oh, look, they're copying from the olden days.
The olden days. But I'll tell you the truth.
Okay.
When Sue had that idea, I looked up the grading and the thing, and they actually hold up pretty well. Like,
I know.
Just the way that they filmed it.
Yeah.
And
it was
music,
really creative.
And they're also damn peppy.
You're very peppy.
Yeah. Okay. So you want to actually add an action step. In.
I don't know where that would go. That one. Are you telling me people wouldn't know that?
I know it.
Okay.
MONAR. How do you spell it?
CHS.
Okay.
Okay, we get the idea.
I had to. So
yes, that
to me,
your interest.
Just two or three like new action steps is kind of enough. Like,
oh yeah,
the thing about the extracurriculars,
uh huh,
the thing about the website,
mm-hmm.
and the video.
Yeah,
we're all going to keep doing the things that like you.
So
said,
just add a number four to that objective C about creative
communication.
Creative communication with. Staff.
Wait, which goal is it?
I just have it under 4C.
Okay.
It's community partnerships, community engagement, so I don't know that it's really I don't know, could this be under maintain safe learning environment, student achievement,
financial stability. Financial stability.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be safety. So yeah, I guess it goes under four.
Okay. So it'll be 4C4.
It's our engagement, right?
What did you say, Dick?
Communication. Creative communication.
Creative.
Well, the other nice thing about thinking about it in advance is we can bring in our technical people and make sure it's shot well,
yeah,
because we can schedule,
yes,
that. We've got plenty of technical people in the district,
mm-hmm,
who know how to shoot, mm-hmm, and edit video.
But we should come up with a timeline so that it doesn't end up becoming a last minute thing, because, mm-hmm, you know how easy that is to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, exactly, it happens with me all the time.
So yeah. Maybe at our organizational meeting,
yeah,
we can kind of finalize that, or you know, start planning it.
I don't know. Even we could even think about what is one thing that each of us would be especially proud of about the district,
mm-hmm,
and just,
mm-hmm,
you know,
shout it out or something.
Give the one little,
mm-hmm,
each of us give one little thing.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna say convocation or end of school year, you know, so just creative communication / video for convocation.
And we do it at end of year, not on the last day.
Oh right, I know. Yeah, no,
we need
no,
to get,
like
maybe.
Maybe
like
how
right
about
after
teacher? How about teacher appreciation day?
Oh, that's a good idea.
I thought it was the beginning of May.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
Also, so maybe instead of saying goodbye, because we don't want to just like, you can't leave yet. You still have about 10, 15
yeah,
days here, you know.
See, real soon. But did you guys ever watch Romper Room?
Yes, Miss Sue.
Is that before your time, Nan?
No, I was
okay. Something about holding your head so straight.
She would actually look into this little mirror,
yes,
and then she would look. Call people out by name.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I remember sitting as a kid thinking that she was going to call my name. And like, how did she do that?
Oh. Okay, guys. We covered things. Good conversation.
We did a lot tonight.
I know. This was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think we've got a good thing going.
The notes I'm going to make to myself are to start compiling a list of sports and extracurriculars.
Okay.
And do you want me to call Donna about the website, or do you want somebody else want to take that? My only question is, who do we send if we want to add a picture?
Well, Donna's off right now. She's I think she was hoping to be back. She was hoping to be back mid-October. It could very well be the end of October or mid-November,
mm-hmm,
when she's back. So I think Marcy is covering a lot of that stuff, Marcy Drawn, in the meantime. I would say, since she's not here, if you want to update your bio, okay, if you want to include, like, Dan and Dick, include your award of achievement. Brian, I don't know if you've got, I think in your bio you talk about serving on the central region, but I'm not sure.
Maybe not.
I would send that to Diane. And
who was the other person you mentioned?
Marcy Drawn.
What office is she in?
She's here. I think she's Ryan's assistant.
Marcy.
Ryan Walker's Marcy Drawn, DRAUGHN, I think.
You think she's Ryan's assistant?
I think, yeah, she used to be, she used to do like kindergarten registration and building registration if you wanted to rent our facilities, but I'm pretty sure she moved down with Ryan now.
So do you want me to send an update to her or to Diane?
No, I'd rather have you send it to Diane now. And just ask her to send it to whoever would update the board website. And If you want to ask her about putting pictures on the board website,
I was looking here, and on the phone, it doesn't come up, but on the computer, when you go to the district, it comes up with pictures
right.
that change about every 5 seconds or mm-hmm. so. And so, our pictures could get tucked away because somebody might have to click on school board,
mm-hmm.
and there's not a lot of people going to click on the school
board.
I hear you. So, right. if you can get it more upfront, get it loaded so it's in that
location.
Well, I just want to know the right person to talk all that through with. There's got to be somebody who's actually.
Well, just go through Diane because okay. she's the one who would make that connection anyway. So mm-hmm.
okay, because I take your point, Dick, that I don't know how many people ever click that little link to.
I know. So this I'll resend this out as the 1920 work plan with those few revisions in there, mm-hmm. and then it'll be on the agenda in September to approve, and then if we approve it, it'll be linked to our website, to our webpage.
Yeah.
Okay, and then our community coffee for September, if Amy's around,
yeah,
I think we'd be happy to do that.
Yeah, and I talked to Heidi Hansen.
Okay,
and she strongly encouraged us to keep it
okay.
there.
Okay. Good.
I will not be at the board meeting.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
I'm leaving tomorrow.
Right.
For Wisconsin for a week, and
okay.
then I'm coming back. I'll be back for the weekend, and then I'm taking off for Texas for a week.
Okay.
So.
When's the next?
Is it the 19th? Yeah, September 19th.
Yeah, 19th.
Okay.
Do you need somebody for the 14th coffee?
No, September 4th. I'm thinking Amy. I'm going to see if Amy's available. We'll cover
you
it.
And Amy. Okay. Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
Okay. Okay.
Sounds good. And I'm leaving on the 20th. I told you that.
September. Yeah.
That
I put it in. That's right.
What continent are you going to this time?
I know.
Well, we're staying local, going to Utah.
Local.
We're going to do the national parks.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Okay, so could I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Okay. Do you have a second?
Second.
Second by Brian.
Okay.
And roll call.
Roll call. Ma'am?
Here?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Ryan?
Yes.
Amy?
No.
Sue?
Yes.
And